on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Let's get to our friend Bob Bertog, the president of the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. Bob, we're getting some rain now. What's the first thing you want our listeners to think about as they attack the yard, the weeds, the plants, and so forth?
Be thankful we have the rain because we need it bad. We're still about 2 inches below normal, but this is definitely the perfect kind of rain, too. It wasn't a big torrential downpour.
Yeah.
We had nice, steady rain so the ground can absorb it. And you're going to be working in the yard this weekend because this landscapes are going to take off with this water.
We need more heat, Bob.
We do need that, too, yes.
I mean, this does slow down the growth rates, the cooler temperatures, right?
That's correct, yes.
Bob, I live in Michigan, and I planted last weekend, and the raccoon dug up all my plants, but didn't eat the plants, just dug in the soil. What can I do? That's them going after the grubs, right, Bob?
Well, you're taking my show away from me, John. Yes, that's exactly what they're doing.
I've
they're going
you
after the grubs.
Yeah,
put a repellent. You could, if they're there, they mean that there's the pheromone, the scent is there from the grubs. So you may want to put down an insecticide just as a precautionary.
And that's around the, it sounds like the plantings, not just the lawn. You can put the same thing on the bushes and shrubs that you've got as you do on the grass, Bob?
Yeah, typically the Japanese beetle doesn't, they prefer the lawn because it's softer. That's where they lay their eggs. But they'll lay them at pretty much any planting bed, but you don't really see a lot of damage in the planting beds because the grubs like to come and they feed on the roots. So if they're feeding on the roots of, let's say, an evergreen or a yew or a plant that's in the planting bed, you're not going to notice any damage. It's when you see the damage is usually from when that raccoon comes in and tears up your lawn. So they might be there, they might not be. If they were there last year, the scent is still on the ground, so the raccoons might know that they were there last year. But I would probably put down a preventative.
Kevin Powell, how's your lawn coming along?
Well, last time I asked you, Bob, it was yellow, and this was kind of when we first moved in the winter. Now that the grass is growing in, there's still some yellow, almost burnt-out looking patches for about, I don't know, 15 feet in the front lawn. What can I do there?
Well, you sent me a picture, or Pete did, I can't remember, and it looked to me like it was a different strain variety of grass, and I took a shot that it was zoysia grass, which still, because as John was saying, it still hasn't gotten real warm. Zoysia grass still has not completely come out of dormancy. So if we get the warmer weather, let's see what it does. But otherwise, go ahead. You can top dress and seed that area.
Okay, but you're saying that maybe some of that discolored grass has yet to turn, Bob? It will?
Yeah, it should still turn. When the heat cranks up, it should come completely out of dormancy, but everything's been slow coming out of dormancy this year.
So I did put Milorganite down about 5-6 weeks ago. What should the next step be now? Should I be fertilizing now?
Well, you put it down a little early, so you're not going to hurt it. But usually with like Milorganite, we try and call that the holiday fertilizer. You have, you know, Memorial Day, okay, 4th of July, Labor Day, Thanksgiving. So You are a little early on it. You're not going to over-fertilize it with Milorganite. So go ahead, and if it was 5 weeks ago, you're fine to put down another application.
And would that be step one or step two now?
Well, let's not get confused. If he's talking about Milorganite, he's going to use the same product each.
Well, that was my question. Should I use Milorganite again, or should I switch it up with a different fertilizer?
I'm a big fan of organics, and Milorganite is a very good fertilizer. I know I'm giving him a free plug here, but it's a good organic fertilizer. Some other people like the Scotts Step program. There's other manufacturers that have a step program. I would use one or the other because the Scotts product is a synthetic product, and you know Milorganite's an organic product. The two don't play nice sometimes in the same sandbox.
Well, so except for those patches, Kevin, how's your grass look?
Looks great. I do have a little creeping Charlie I'm working on. I'm avoiding using any sort of spray, so I've kind of just been hand pulling stuff. But I'm not sure if you have any thoughts on ridding the creeping Charlie.
He wants you to spread an all-purpose killer and kill it.
No, you could use a selective herbicide. You don't need a non-selective, where it will just address the creeping Charlie. And not to cause too much trouble for you, but you're never going to be able to pull it out mechanically and be successful.
So spraying something
on it. Those roots are way too aggressive.
Okay.
Bob Bertog from the Bertog Landscape Company is on a line. He joins us most Wednesdays at this time to answer your landscaping and lawn questions. You ready to take more, Bob?
Sure.
I put down, here's just what we just talked about. I put down Milorganite for the first time. The bag says apply 4 times a year. Do you agree with that? And I think you just said yes, right?
Yes, correct. Follow the holidays.
My lawn is very thin this spring, Bob, and the fertilizer company recommended I get it aerated in the fall and overseed it. Do you recommend aerating or power raking it?
Aeration, yes. Power raking, no, unless you have a thatch problem. But if it's thin, it sounds like you don't have a thatch problem. So, and if it's that bad, go ahead and core aerate it now, as long as these temperatures are staying cool. You just don't want to do it when it gets too hot.
Howard, you're on WGN Radio. How can we help you?
Hi there. My backyard is being taken over by the perennial violets. How do I get rid of them?
Violets are like Creeping Charlie. They're also a very difficult to control weed. And these are the ones where I say, go ahead and put a herbicide on it as it's flowering. That's the best time to do it, a selective herbicide. Wait 10 days and then hit it again. But when you don't do blanket applications when you're going after these hard to control weeds, because you don't want to stunt the good grass. You know, you don't want to get into your turf. You want to just localize it on the on those hard to control weeds. So use like a spot sprayer or handheld type of sprayer.
Okay, and a selective herbicide, not a non-selective.
Right, unless you want to completely kill everything, use a selective. Yes, and make sure it's labeled for violets.
You can do that. Good luck, Howard. Otherwise, yeah, you're going to kill the grass and you're starting from scratch. And when you do that, Bob, what's the downtime? If you do a non-selective and it just wipes out an area, and I understand people's desire to do that, how long do you have to wait before you can then plant grass seed again?
Well, if you're going to do a complete eradication, go ahead and spray it and then spray it again in 10 days so you make sure you get it all. And then you've got to wait about a week for that to get through the soil.
This is Dave. You're on WGN with Bob Bertog. How can we help you, Dave?
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. What is gypsum? I bought it at Menards. I think it's for your grass. It takes the acidity out. Do we need it in this area? Gypsum.
Gypsum is generally used to neutralize the soil or the salts in the soil. A lot of people use it along their driveways and along the road because of the road salt that's on it. It won't stop it from damaging your grass, but it lessens the severity of the damage along the grasslands. But to just put it down as a blanket application, I'm not a fan of that unless you've done a soil test and it shows you that your pH is off. Because every year you hear people putting lime down too. And if without doing a soil test every couple of years, you can actually throw off the chemistry of your soil and make it worse.
Are those the two, lime and gypsum?
Gypsum. We use sulfur.
So, okay, go ahead. What was your question there, Dave?
How do I get the test?
You can probably just Google some local garden centers do it. I go to a golf course laboratory, so I don't think they do retail. But just Google something. I'm sure you'll find something. They're probably about $75 or $100.
And you take maybe a shovel full and a pot, and you take it over to them, and then they get back to you?
Yeah, just put it in a bag, in a 1 gallon bag. Put in like about the size of a softball. That'll be enough for them to test.
And you say some lawn and garden centers do that?
Yes.
Okay. Good luck to you there, Dave. This is Ken. You're on WGN. Speaking of the soil, Ken, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. I have an acre property, and I'm in the middle of a big reseeding project. Did about 14 and a half yards of topsoil. I put seed down. Thank God for the rain. I've been watering like crazy. But I kind of put the cart before the horse. I went out and bought a soil tester, and I found out that my pH level is very low. And the grass has been really spotty and thin. And I'm wondering, is it too late now? I've been reading where I could.
Well, let's address as much of that as we can, Bob. What would you say?
I think he was probably going to ask if he could still put down the corrective application. Yes, because you're not going to hurt it by trying to correct it. The grass is probably going to be happier that now it's got the availability to take up the nutrients that are in there. So he can still put down the corrective application. But if he did get a soil test done, follow the directions. They're going to tell you exactly how much to put down per 1,000 square feet, and whether it be sulfur or lime, or some people even do a custom blend fertilizer. So he did the right step. He should have probably done the testing, though, like he said, before he tackled the project. But
sounds like he found a home test kit. I suppose you could get one of those online, huh?
Probably. I'm not aware of any, though.
312-981-7200. Hey, Bob, my hostas were taken over by ground ivy. How do I get rid of the ground ivy around the hostas?
You can either take it out mechanically, or you can do, well, we've talked, I haven't talked about it this year yet, but we talked about wicking the plant where you put on one of those like car wash gloves, first on a rubber glove, then like a car wash glove, put the herbicide on the glove, and then just go ahead and massage the ground ivy, and it'll take up the herbicide and die.
Hey, Bob, people in my neighborhood are replacing the grass dirt in the parkways with rocks. This is horrible for the trees, right?
Not necessarily, not unless they're digging out in the root zone of the tree. A lot of people do that because they can't grow grass because the villages are salting and stuff. It actually doesn't look that bad if you put a nice ribbon of cobblestones there. But if you are going to do that and you start digging, just if you're in the root zone, don't go too deep where you're starting to chop roots.
But then the weeds and things start to grow in between the gravel or the stones, and it's a pain in the butt to take out. And to me, that's the problem with that on property or anywhere.
Well, you could use a landscape fabric where the water will still go through, but the sunlight won't get to the seeds that would germinate. And so the weeds need sunlight to germinate. So if you put down a landscape fabric, water will still get down into the roots for the trees, and the weeds are going to be pretty much held at bay.
Bob Bertog's the president of the Bertog Landscape Company. Bob, it's always nice to talk to you. We'll visit with you again next week if you've got the time.
Sounds good, John. Have a great week.
You do too, sir.